Apply today at participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
How big was Iowa's win last night at Evanston, Illinois, as the Hawkeyes knocked off the Northwestern Wildcats to get their second consecutive victory in the Big Ten Conference? We will talk about that with you, the listener, with Kevin Lehman. We'll also talk to Dave Koken from Las Vegas. Talk a little bowling. Plenty coming your way on the Gym Class for a Thursday on KGYM. Welcome into the Gym Class here on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Jackson sitting in for Kyle today on the other side of the glass. Appreciate his help here. Taking us through our local programming block here on KGYM. We get things started with the Gym Class from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock, and then 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And then it will be NCAA basketball coming up tonight for you at 7:45. The Pac-12 from Westwood One. UCLA at Oregon coming up tonight. The unbeaten Bruins in the Pac-12.
Minus Steve Alford and minus Bull Bull.
Correct. Still a fun time had by all tonight. And we'll have the game for you right here on KGYM on 107.5 and 106.3 FM starting at 7:45 tonight. Dave Koken's going to join us from Las Vegas coming up in just a little bit. Kevin Lehman going to join us as well. He's going to have the call of you and I and Drake coming up on Sunday afternoon, a game you can catch right here on KGYM on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. So we'll talk with Kevin about that, preview that game, take a look back at what happened in Evanston last night at the refurbished Welsh Ryan Arena on the campus of Northwestern University as the Iowa Hawkeyes get a road victory, a much-needed road victory, and one that they really fought for, I thought, in the second half as Iowa tops Northwestern, ended up a 10-point game, 73-63. Good win for the Hawkeyes. A lot of people calling it a great win. I'm not sure it's a great win, but without Tyler Cook, you'll take any type of win, won't you? Good afternoon.
Of course, good afternoon. No, it's not a great win. It's not close to a great win. A great win is going to Michigan or Michigan State and winning on the road. Those are great wins. This is a good win, if not a very good win, when you factor in Tyler Cook being out. And I have not seen an update on his condition, the condition of his knee, anytime today. But a very good win, I think. A solid win. And Iowa avoided getting in a deep hole, as it had the past dozen road games over the last two seasons in the Big Ten. Joe Wieskamp was brilliant. Luca Garza was, I thought, terrific. Jordan Bohannon didn't score much, but he came up with some clutch plays at the end. And only seven turnovers on the road. I thought that was big.
Very big, and also the Hawkeyes were physical in the second half, and I thought the Hawkeyes just mentally were there in the second half of that basketball game. Fran McCaffrey called a timeout early in that second half. And kind of read the riot act to the team. He said, you got to come out. You got to play with some toughness. And the Hawkeyes responded. Iowa played some zone. Iowa played some man-to-man defense and played it really well. There was about a 3 or 4 minute span there where Maishi Daly came in and really played some good defense. Mm-hmm. Now, Northwestern is not going to be confused with the Michigan Wolverines or anything like that. But still, to do what Iowa did last night without Tyler Cook, Jordan Bohannon didn't score until the last couple minutes of the game. Didn't push things. Just kind of was the playmaker out there. Precipitated things a little bit. You play good perimeter defense. You only have seven turnovers on the road. You give yourself a chance to win. And Iowa made free throws down the stretch.
Did indeed. Luca Garza, 10 of 11 on his own. And now you go to a Saturday game against Ohio State, which is now coming off a three-point loss to Rutgers. And I talked to you last night. I've seen Rutgers a couple times. This team is only 8-6, and it has only one win in the league. But I think it has a really good young roster that can be problems, especially at the rack. And Ohio State found that out last night in a three-point loss.
They did. They did. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They've been brewing their beers for 20-plus years. Stop on by when you're at Third Base. You're practically home. Locally owned and operated again. Corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Scott Mark with you here, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour today. If you'd like to comment on the Hawkeyes, love to hear from you on the Hurtinus Dr. Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Hurtinus Dr. Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Some very good performances last night. A lot of people saying it's Joe Wieskamp's coming out game, if you will, as he was very big from the perimeter. A guy that I don't think until I did see Mark Emmert on a tweet today, write something about him. I thought Nicholas Bear was terrific.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Last night. Almost a double-double, 9 points, 10 rebounds. He did all the little Nicholas Bear things, and he got big rebounds down the stretch in that game last night.
You tend to overlook him until you think back about all the little plays he made. Yeah, the statistics, nearly a double-double, but he does the
Nicholas Bear things.
The little things that obviously don't show up and all are important to this Iowa basketball team. Last night he started, didn't come off the bench, but I didn't think it mattered.
Iowa jumped out, got a good lead last night. Northwestern came back, tied things up at halftime at 34, took a little lead in the first couple minutes of the second half, and that's when Fran raised his voice a little bit in a huddle.
A little bit.
And then the Hawkeyes came back and did the things you had to do, the gritty little things you have to do to get a road victory in the Big Ten. Now the next challenge is you got to back that up with a good home win, like you said, over an Ohio State team that's hurting today, and an Ohio State team that is coming off a couple of losses now, one at home to Michigan State, and then going on the road to Rutgers on a quick turnaround and losing up in Piscataway.
I think one thing last night as well is Iowa got Northwestern in tremendous foul trouble. And I'm quite sure that was a point of emphasis at halftime, to drive to the basket, to get the ball inside, to draw fouls, get to the foul line, because this team has been not what it has been in the past. This team is a good free throw shooting team up to this point. And I think more of the same against other teams might be in order.
Yeah, and Iowa rebounded Northwestern 36-30 last night. Only 7 turnovers in the ball game. Hawkeyes doubled that up with 14 assists in the ball game last night, and just a lot of good things coming in off the bench. Connor McCaffrey, I thought, did a good job. Luca Garza, if you take away the missed threes, he was pretty good as far as doing his thing coming off the bench with 5 rebounds last night. If you take away the threes, he was 3 out of 6 in 25 minutes. Did a very good job. But Joe Wieskamp was terrific.
Let's go to the text line, and you can weigh in there, 319-366-1600, or give us a call. Jackson will pick up the phone and put you on the air. Ryan from Walford. Wieskamp is going to go down as an all-time great. It's hard to believe he is a freshman.
All-time great.
Mm.
That's a hot take, Ryan.
Very hot take. I burned my fingers on that.
Now, he could. I'm not saying no, he won't. There's a long time left.
I don't think Fran has said he's destined for greatness yet.
It's off to a good start, certainly. They're going to be, as with most freshmen, they're going to be really good nights, and they're going to be freshman nights.
I think Iowa's happy to have him. Let's just say that.
I would agree.
78-54, really good win for Iowa last night. Amazing what defense can do considering we only shot 41% in the field goal department and 24% from three.
It was toughness that won that game for Iowa and defense. Mm-hmm. Like the texter says, I was going to say tweeter. I was looking for the right descriptive word there. Appreciate that text coming in at 319-366-1600. As the Hawkeyes get the victory last night, 73-63, and get ready to take on Ohio State and then go on the road to Penn State midweek next week.
Yeah, the big storyline is obviously Tyler Cook right now, and Fran McCaffrey said he's going to see a doctor when he got back to Iowa City, and I'm sure that has happened, but we do not know exactly at this point anyway the extent or the origin of Cook's injury.
Fran is.
If I missed it, tell me.
No, I have not seen anything. Fran's going to meet with the media tomorrow, I believe at 11:30, and I would imagine we'll probably find out more then. Iowa State camp, Cam Lard, X-rays negative, which is a positive in this case, as he is going to be a game-time decision coming up on Saturday as the Cyclones take on Kansas State.
What a win for that program last night. Down 21.
That was
West Virginia is not very good.
No, but that was one K-State had to have, because K-State, coming off the Final Four, everyone had them being the team to give Kansas and push them. And they were looking at 0-3 coming out of the chute in the Big 12 and probably out of it as far as winning a conference championship. And then they had the wherewithal to come back. You're right, West Virginia is way down this year, but they lost a ton for Huggy from last year. And Kansas State came back and got that. News is not all rosy, though, as far as the state of Iowa. And we'll talk about this with Kevin Lehman. Poor Ben Jacobson. I don't know what else can go wrong in Cedar Falls. They have announced, UNI has announced today, they have confirmed senior guard Miles Wentzene suffered a torn ACL in Tuesday night's loss against Illinois State. Just starting to round into form, and he's going to be out for the rest of the season. So another Panther that has gone down for the year.
Very unfortunate season so far. And again, we'll talk to Kevin Lehman about that. Back to the text line, Dan and Swisher. What has been the big turnaround with Iowa's defense? I'm not sure it's totally turned the corner. One thing is Iowa was not playing Michigan State or Purdue on its home floor last night. It was playing Northwestern. We'll see. They gave up 84 to Nebraska at home. We'll see when Ohio State comes in and going forward. Next text, Fresh from Marion.
Hi, Fresh.
Ryan from Walford is an all-time great texter.
He's got you back, man. He's got you back.
60-19 Iowa, Northwestern are 8-9 in the conference. Breathe, everyone.
Well, we said it wasn't a great win, but it was a good win. What would be the narrative today if Iowa went in there, fell behind by 17 yet again on the road, and just collapsed?
Pitchers and catchers in 35 days? In spring practice
Zach's on
right
the
around
course.
The corner.
Hey, it's a light at the end of the tunnel, which has been a very dark tunnel as far as Iowa and the road over the last couple of seasons in the Big Ten Conference. Celebrate it, if you will, I think, a little bit, people.
Yeah, it's a good, if not very good, win. Last time Iowa was there, it got beat by 35.
True.
So there's that.
Yeah. 319-366-1600.
You mentioned Zach, his first appearance in 2019 on the PGA Tour at the Sony Open in Hawaii, not going particularly good. He was one of the early starters today, still on the course through 15 holes. Zach, plus three. He was three over on his first nine, which was the back nine.
He bogeyed 18.
Not a tough hole.
It's a par five that's reachable in two, and I don't know what happened, but not many people bogey 18 at Wildlife.
He has a string of pars going on the back nine, so he's going to have to make a movement yet today and tomorrow to make the cut. Andrew Putnam, your leader, 6-under through 13 holes. Several players have not even started yet. There's a four-hour time difference here, so we got primetime golf tonight.
It's just great to say that they're playing golf on the PGA Tour. I don't care if it's in Hawaii or California or wherever the place. They're playing golf, and that's great. The 2019 portion of the schedule. First full field tournament of the year on the PGA Tour.
A pretty good field at that.
And a really good field. This used to be kind of a flyover event, if you will. But they've really picked it up. They made a ton of improvement to the golf course at Wailea. It's one of the tougher venues around on the PGA Tour. A lot of people kind of hearken it to U.S. Open-type conditions, although the rough's not nearly what it is, but you've got wind over there and a par 70 long golf course. So a lot of the biggies are there playing, and they're going to be teeing off a little bit later on, including Justin Thomas, among others.
Back to the text line and comments about Iowa's victory over Northwestern last night, 93-97. Not so sure it was as much Iowa's defense as much as it was Northwestern's poor shot selection. And 32-52, let's not get too excited. Northwestern is not that good, and even a worse offensive team.
I don't think, well, there are some people out there that are excited. I think we're taking it in perspective. Now, what can Iowa do? They got to play just as well and just as hard on Saturday in the Ohio State game and get back to 500. Mm-hmm. Get back to 500, you can do some things. Iowa in the new net NET rankings for today moves up a few spots to number 34. So comfortably in that top 60 whatever, if you're looking at that, but it's still way too early. As far as that is concerned, Iowa State, I think, is in, they're in the teens right now, 14-ish, somewhere in there. Drake, 129. Just always like to throw that out there. Alex and I looked at the lowest Power 5 team. Can you guess who that is? Pac-12 team. I'll help you out. They're like 220-something.
I was going to take a stab at Penn State or Illinois, but...
No, Illinois is the lowest Big Ten team.
Yeah.
At 120-something or other. But, no, Cal. Your Cal Golden Bears are struggling this year mightily.
I had a poll question today at KGYMRadio.com brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. News that Kyler Murray, this according to Oakland A's or sources there, think he might be... going to the NFL instead of accepting the A's $4 million and change to play baseball. Should Arizona take Kyler Murray number one overall in the NFL draft? Yes or no? I'm not even sure.
Josh Rosen was just taken last year. Now, granted, Alex and I were kind of debating this a little bit. I was never in Rosen's corner. I didn't think he was a great quarterback. I thought he was a third or fourth round talent. Doesn't matter. If you have QB behind your name, you're going to get taken in the first round. There have been so many the last 5 years.
I don't know how his skills translate to the NFL. He's
not
obviously
big.
A super 5'11", a super talented, super fast player. Whether it translates to the NFL or not, he got a taste of stardom in college football, winning the Heisman Trophy, competing for a national championship, and indications are that he really loves the game. Would I take him over Nick Bosa? No.
I don't think so.
Would you take him over Dwayne Haskins, the Ohio State quarterback?
Debatable. Debatable. They top two right now, quarterbacks? I got to think so. I got to think so. What, just my opinion. Just my opinion. 319-366-1600. 322. Going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk to Kevin Lehman coming up in a little bit. But Dave Koken from Las Vegas is going to join us. We'll talk a little bit about the NFL games, the divisional playoffs coming up for this weekend, and find out Dave's thoughts and how Vegas did on Monday night with the national championship game when we return after this here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Graduate Iowa City is awesome, right? Well, it just got better. Topgolf Swing Suite is now open on the second floor. Relax with your friends, play a few rounds, enjoy great food and your favorite drinks. Swing it after work, on the weekends, or throw an epic party. Play golf, baseball, hockey, even carnival games, and zombie dodgeball. It's just $15 per person per hour. Come have some fun with your friends and family. Everybody's welcome at Topgolf. Now open on the second floor of Graduate Iowa City Hotel on the Ped Mall.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Now at Menards, save big money in your next project with 11% off everything. Save on automotive care products from Menards. Keep your windshield clean with Splash Ultimate Windshield Washer Fluid. It's effective down to negative 35 degrees Fahrenheit. Pick up a gallon today for only $1.75 after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through January 12th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Back on the end of gym class in KGYM, we're going to get Dave Kokin on the line coming up here in just a moment from Las Vegas. We were talking about Kyler Murray and his quarterbacking, and John from Columbus Junction wants to weigh in about Kyler Murray. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it as always.
You bet. You bet.
If I was Arizona, I'd roll the dice with him. New quarterback, you know, new coach, new system. Start with a clean slate. Let Josh Rosen go where Josh Rosen goes. You know, he can go into the Blaine Gabbert caravan, you know. I didn't see anything from him that really made me go ooh or ah. And at the end of the day, if you're getting, you know, what could be a potentially another Baker Mayfield-esque quarterback, why not take the chance? Take him number one. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate it, John. John's all for going with Mr. Kyler Murray, your 2018 Heisman Trophy winner. Yeah, Rosen's got to go then. And you got to find a suitor now for Rosen. There are plenty. I mean, we went through all 32 teams in the National Football League, came up with, I think, 7 or 8 teams that are in need of a quarterback at this point. So it's not off the table, out of the realm of possibility, and all that good stuff.
It's been plenty of quarterbacks that have won the Heisman Trophy. Not that that's the end all or anything. Plenty of quarterbacks who just haven't cut it in the NFL. Johnny Manziel comes to mind. RG3 to a certain extent. Tim Tebow.
Who, by the way, congratulations to Tim. He is getting married. That was announced today. Marrying a former Miss Universe. Are you shocked, Mark Dukes?
Not at all.
Could have got good odds on that in Vegas, I think.
Chris Weinke, Danny Werfel, Gino Toretta, Charlie Ward probably had a better NBA career than he did anything else. Ty Detmer, and the list goes on.
Yeah. Hey, it's just because it's a college football award. You are the best college football player. Doesn't translate you're going to be the best professional football player out there. Dave Kokin joining us from Las Vegas, and you can follow him on Twitter. We encourage you to do so. Go to smokingkokin.com as well. That is his website. And Dave, happy 2019. How you doing?
Pretty well. Looking forward to this weekend's playoff action, and fun time of year with everything going on, college basketball, conference play, NHL, NBA, lots of good stuff.
Lot of good stuff. Let's go back to Monday night, first of all, before we dive into the NFL for this weekend. How did Vegas do in the national championship that Clemson just clobbered Alabama?
A small win. It varied from house to house, but I think most of the books made a profit. Nothing earth-shaking, but they did okay. It was a good action game for the bettors, obviously. I think the books did well with the live betting because a lot of when Clemson got an early lead, lot of live betting action on Alabama, and that didn't work out.
I think some relatively sizable lines on the NFL games this weekend. Dave, have you doped anything out yet?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm ready to go. Actually, the lines are they're lower than they would normally be in this week, and that's got a lot to do with the fact that the underdogs have been going wild in the playoffs. All four coming last week, they're on a big run going back to last season.
Mm.
So the bettors are aware of this, and they're taking points in most cases.
Yeah, that's not making me feel good better about my Kansas City Chiefs on Saturday.
Shouldn't either.
You know what? It has nothing to do with this week. Nothing. That's the thing about gambling, is that what happened last week doesn't mean anything as far as this week's concerned. So each game is an individual game, and dogs go on runs and favorites go on runs too. And if that's completely random to me. You have to look at each game individually and make an assessment.
Two things, Dave. I wonder how a guy like you factors in. Number one, having a bye week. And number two, a team like the Chargers going back and forth to the East Coast two weeks in a row.
That means nothing. It's not like you're flying commercial, okay?
Okay.
So, I think that's always been overrated. And, in fact, if you look at the numbers of West Coast teams going back east, it's another one of those myths that should never be propagated. It's just false. So I threw that out. Now, the question about the Chargers is still the same question as existed going into the Baltimore game last week. I know they won, but they made it a lot tougher on themselves than it should have been. That should have been an easy Chargers win, but they didn't score touchdowns when they could have early. They got a couple of breaks from Harbaugh, who made what I thought were a couple of really bad decisions, particularly the one in the third quarter to try and kick a field goal from 50 yards. When you got a fourth and one at the 33, I think it was, you got to go in that spot when you're down 9 points. And then, the Ravens almost caught them late. So that would worry me about the Chargers, because if they don't take advantage of those opportunities against the Patriots, they're not going to win. New England is not Baltimore. The Patriots are not what they've been. I don't think there's any question about that. But they're still the Patriots, the best coach team in the league. And Tom Brady is pretty good at winning these playoff games.
Not bad at all. What about the question of having a bye week? Is that a thing for you?
Yeah, well, that's a plus. It's definitely a plus. It doesn't always, from game to game it might not be, but overall it's a plus for obvious reasons. The team gets to rest while the other team's playing. I mean, that's just a fact of life. It used to be automatic. By the way, it's changed over the years, but you go back, 10, 12 years, and you could just mail it in the second week of the playoffs. The wild card teams were getting knocked out.
Hmm. Well, you can almost mail it in New England, because they're so good at home, especially when they get into the playoffs. And I really like the Patriots this weekend.
Well, I don't dislike them, but I actually think the Chargers are better than they are. That doesn't mean they're going to win, though.
No, it doesn't mean they're going to win.
No, I mean, if you're just looking at it on power ratings, these teams are even on a neutral field. And, it depends on how much you want to give New England for the home field advantage. But to me, the line looks about right. I think the Patriots 3 or 4 looks like the right number here, and I probably won't get involved in that. Probably I won't get involved in that one, I don't think.
What about the defending world champions, the Philadelphia Eagles, going into Chicago last week and doink, doink, winning that football game, and now going to New Orleans?
You'll never come to that.
No.
Never come to that.
No. You're right.
The Bears blew the game. I don't know why they didn't commit more to the pass, because the Eagles' secondary was getting burned deep all day long. I mean, if it's there, take it. The Eagles were doing, they were not going to let the Bears run on them. And the passing lanes were open. I guess they, give the Eagles credit, the staff credit, because I think they recognized that the Bears would not take chances with Trubisky, and the Bears should have. I mean, there were throws there for him to make all day long. Well, New Orleans is going to go after them through the air. And we'll see what happens. Look, Saints, I don't put much into the end of the season for the Saints. They knew they had the home field, and they kind of coasted at the end. You could say they weren't as sharp as they were earlier, but, you know, it's almost impossible to maintain the pace they were at. But the fact remains, they beat that team 48-7, and that's a lot of points to make up. And, you know, granted, the Eagles are playing a lot better now, but the more refreshed team has to be New Orleans here. I mean, they've had ample time off. They didn't play their regulars in the last game. They had last week off. And the Eagles have been playing playoff games for about 5 weeks now, where they just had to win. You know, they had to win, or that's it. And I think that's as good as New Orleans.
I would agree. I would agree. They've had 3 weeks off, Drew Brees has. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out right there. Dave Kochan joining us from Las Vegas. A couple more minutes here on the Gym Class on a Thursday here on KGYM. College basketball, Iowa got a win. A good win, not a great win last night, but a win they had to have over Northwestern on the road.
That's a good win for them. But, you know, Northwestern's a favorite in the game. And Iowa's a couple of good wins. Beating Nebraska was a solid win for them. They go on the road and take care of the Wildcats. Not bad. You know, they're going to maintain this, but I think Iowa's maybe playing a little better than a lot of the experts thought they would.
Keep an eye on Tyler Cook's injury, Dave.
Very much
well,
so.
Look, I'm not saying the Hawkeyes aren't going to suddenly win the Big Ten, but I think they're getting themselves in the conversation as far as maybe being in that a team that's got a chance to get in that large bid.
Sure.
That would be exceeding expectations.
Yeah.
You know, there's only supposed to be one team in your state that gets to the tournament, and that's clearly Iowa State. But you could have two.
Yeah.
And, in fact, you could have three, although Drake losing a point guard, that's a great win for them against Southern Illinois. But that more Patriots would hurt them. And I suppose when it comes to that tournament, I suppose Loyola's probably going to be the team to beat, although they're not what they were last year, rather clearly. But, you know, it's not impossible that Drake wins that conference tournament.
No, not impossible at all. And you got a free play, I know, out there for tonight. You're doing very well, by the way, lately. And you've got one out west tonight.
It's good. I don't know. It's just a power rating play for me. Matchup of two teams that play zone defense. Both teams can bust the zone because they're both good teams and players that can shoot the three. I don't know. It was a good game. They lost in overtime, but it was at Greeley in Northern Colorado, which could very well end up being a team to beat in the Big Sky in the Denver, Montana. So Idaho's improving. Verlin's a veteran coach. It's probably going to be a real close game. But at plus 1.5, I thought there was a little value on the Idaho side.
He likes the Vandals tonight. And you love the Calgary Flames for empty net goals from last night.
Well, that was wild last night because I manufactured a -1 line in the game because it was a big money line. And I'll do that sometimes if it's a big money line where I'll play half my bet on the money line and the other half on the -1.5 puck line. So I'm reducing liability, even though it's obviously tougher to win. But it's a 4-2 game, and the Flames just missed an empty net to make it 5-2, and that's the end. And then Colorado gets it down the ice and scores to make it 4-3. So it's like, oh, hell, I'm going to end up with a push here. But with about 10 seconds left, somebody got wide open and put it in. 4-2 final, or 5-3 final, excuse me, and got the money. I'll take that.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching. Everybody can take that. Check him out on Twitter. Check out smokingkochan.com as well. Dave, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the football this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
You bet. Dave Kochan joining us here from Las Vegas here in the Gym Class on KGYM. Quick break, come back. Kevin Lehman to talk about last night's Iowa victory. A look ahead at the weekend in college basketball when we come back.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Back in the gym class for a Thursday here on KGY. I'm Scott and Mark with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next on KGYM. Westwood One college basketball coming up tonight. It'll be UCLA at Oregon. We'll have it on the FMs beginning at 7:45 for you. Talking college basketball joins us on Thursdays. Coach Kevin Lehman joining us here on the gym class on KGYM. Kevin, how good was the win last night? Some people are saying great. We're kind of in the good camp, but a win is a good one on the road anytime in the Big Ten or Big 12 or MVC or wherever you get it, right?
Scott, I'd say this year, a road win in the Big Ten is always going to be labeled as great because this Big Ten is loaded. Right behind the Big 12 in strength of a conference. So, and to do it without your leading scorer, I thought was really big for the Hawks to come through. And their ability to get the free-throw line on the road is going to be, I think, really good for this team. They get the free-throw line 26 times.
Have you heard, Kevin, either the origin of Cook's injury or any update? I know Fran McCaffrey's going to meet the media tomorrow, but curious if you have any insight into that?
You know, Mark, I don't. And when you think about any injuries that come through the Iowa Hawkeyes on the basketball side, it's always kept pretty quiet. I think back to Garza's injury. Him still shows up and plays against Iowa State when we thought he was going to be redshirted, and then redshirts after that game is over. So it's always been kind of a mystery coming out of there, and I don't know if that's by design for the opponents or what it is, but they certainly performed really well, especially the freshman of that game. Joe Wieskamp was sensational against Northwestern. And, you know, that's a new arena there at Welsh Ryan. The way they've redone that, it's really a pretty cool setting for basketball.
It is. And I thought the big difference last night was just the physicality and the toughness. Fran McCaffrey challenged Iowa at the beginning of that second half in a timeout. And Iowa came out, they answered the challenge, and even Coach Collins after the game said Iowa just out-physical Northwestern.
Well, Scott, they got two guys up front that I really like as far as physicality, and it's, you know, Kreener is always in the fray physically, and Garza is just an energy guy. You know, he's not a great athlete and kind of labors to rub down the court, but his effort is sensational, and he is one of those guys that doesn't back away from anything. He gets 11 free throws. And I think your recipe to win on the road in the Big Ten, any league, is you got to cut down turnovers. Hawks with only 7 turnovers. And he gets the free throw line 26 times. Now, that's a recipe for success. They get 20 fast break points, 10 versus Northwestern, and second chance points. They beat them in what we call the lower box. The Hawks beat the Wildcats in every category. And points in the paint, points off turnover, second chance points. And those a lot of times just equal hustle plays.
two guys I think I've looked at here the last couple games, Kevin, and that's Isaiah Moss and Nick Bear. Nick Bear for his whole career, frankly, but Isaiah Moss has been really solid. I think one of these games he's going to burst out for 20 or 25. But those two guys have been very solid.
They need Isaiah Moss to be consistent because we've seen flashes of his brilliance offensively at times, and then the next game he kind of disappears. So consistency out of Isaiah Moss is going to be huge for the Hawkeyes, especially when you go on the road. And they're in a pretty good position now because you got Ohio State coming in. Chris Holtman's done a fantastic job. Caleb Wesson leading that team. Then they go to Penn State. Now, Penn State's a bit of a train wreck right now, guys. So, you know, you got, I believe, three of the next four at home for the Hawkeyes. And here's a question for you. We have a 20-game Big Ten schedule. Does 9-11 get you in the NCAA tournament because of that 20-game schedule and the strength of the Big Ten? I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on that.
Yes. But you better not lose that first game in the Big Ten tournament. Can I say that? I'm going to go
I'm
yes.
Kind of with you. It's a new animal. I mean, 20 games is a new animal. So, you know, 9-9 would get you in and pass. But I'm wondering if the strength this year and 9-win in the Big Ten, as long as you took care of business at home in your non-conference. And the Iowa State win by Iowa is going to really help them when it comes down to the quadrants, which we start talking about come March.
Well, indeed. And Iowa, Scott reported, in the 30s in the net.
34.
Yeah.
So, Scott, you've been studying the new net. Huh? Have you looked at that formula? It takes a mathematician.
I looked at it, then I had to take a couple of aspirin afterwards because it kind of messed my mind up. It's tough.
I've got a copy of it in a folder somewhere. And I just kind of put it away because it is really confusing. But the one thing is, you know, the 10 points margin of victory, it only goes 1 to 10, and then anything after 10 still equals a 10-point loss or a 10-point win. But the way they factor in the other team's records is what gets really, really confusing. And really, you have to have your calculator out to figure that thing.
Yeah.
Iowa State got a piece of good news.
You know, what's interesting?
Go ahead.
The issue in the net is we forgot all about the eye test. It just does not exist anymore.
Nope.
All analytics when it comes to this NCAA field of 68.
No, nope. You're right.
Iowa State got a good piece of news today. Cam Lard, negative on his MRI. He might still face a bit of a road back, but really a shame for Iowa State losing at Baylor, bottom feeder in the Big 12. Now got Kansas State coming in. Your thoughts on the game at Baylor and then this weekend against Kansas State?
Well, Scott, Mark, didn't you have a feel that this was a trap game for Iowa State?
Yep.
Yes.
A huge emotional win over Kansas. The way they shot the ball, they go into Baylor and a 7 of 18 from the 3, which isn't bad. But just not the same performance that they had against Kansas. I just kind of felt that coming, that this is going to be a tough one. And Baylor will beat some people in Waco. And how about this, guys? Look at the Big 12 standings. When's the last time you saw West Virginia 0-3 in the Big 12?
Mm-hmm. Well, either West Virginia or K-State was going to be 0-3, and K-State came from way back, and that would have been a brutal start coming off of Final Four for the Wildcats.
Yeah, and that's who, you know, Iowa State's got K-State coming in, and minus Dean Wade, preseason Big 12 Player of the Year, this is not the same K-State team. I had them down in the Paradise Jam, and they looked really, really good in that tournament where they manhandled Missouri in the championship. I know Missouri's kind of a 500 team, but people thought this was the Kansas State team that could give Kansas the run for the 15th, keep them from the 15th. Big 12 title, but now it's starting to look more like Tech is the team. When was the last time you looked at Big 12 stands and saw Texas Tech 3-0, West Virginia 0-3? So I think Tech, Iowa State, Oklahoma, they're going to give Kansas a run. I'm not sure if Kansas – and there's another question, guys. Today, do you take Kansas or do you take the field for the Big 12 championship?
Field. I'm going field.
How about you, Mark?
Kansas. Until you dethrone them, I got to take Kansas.
Well, I admire your loyalty, but I think I'm with Scott. I see some kinks in the armor of Kansas especially with Azubuike out for the rest of the season, they don't have that big monster inside that they had before. And they've got two freshman guards. We saw at Hilton Coliseum, those two freshman guards were not as good as they've been at home.
Wait a minute, I forgot about the center. Give me a redo.
And by the way, before the Loyola people called, Loyola did beat K-State in the Elite Eight, so K-State got to the Elite Eight. I apologize, but they had a good run.
Well, K-State knocked out they knocked out Kentucky, and that saved Loyola from having to play Kentucky.
True.
And Loyola made that run. Because you look back at Loyola, everything fell into place for them in that tournament.
Yeah.
The last shot to beat Nevada, and then K-State first of all, Virginia got knocked out by UMBC, so that bracket opened up for the Ramblers.
Yeah, it did. And it got to see late-night basketball. Nevada's really good, although San Jose State's not very good. And watched that game last night. Kevin Lehman joining us at 3:49 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And it's not been reported by the UNI folks as of yet, Kevin, but Nick up at the Waterloo Courier said he has talked with some UNI folks, and things just go from bad to worse for the Panthers. Sounds like Miles Wentzien is going to be out for the season with a knee injury, and that's another guy lost for Ben Jacobson.
You know, I really liked what Miles was doing for him. It gave him some physicality. He's one of those guys, he gets the rim, upper body strength. And I heard that news. I was listening to the post-game show from Gary Reimer the other night, and they were talking to Ben Jacobson. And, I could tell Ben's heart was going out to this kid because he really came in and worked himself, worked hard, and ended up getting a starting spot for him. You know, that's a team that really needs some help for A.J. Green. They've just been inconsistent around them. And I've got him against Drake on Sunday. That's going to be a fun game. First of all, Darren DeVries comes back home. And I remember going to Darren's opening press conference, guys, and he said, we're going to play fast. Every coach says that in October, but they're doing it. Drake is putting some points up no matter who they play, and they're shooting it at a very high percentage. So it's going to be, Ben Ball up at Northern Iowa. They try to slow it down and keep low possessions against Darren Ball, which is going to be up and down the court. That's going to be a fun game to call.
Sunday at 2 o'clock, I think.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, I'm sorry. And nice win for Drake.
Oh, three, Mark.
Drake at Southern Illinois, that was a good
one. Oh, 3, or I'll be late.
Yeah. Well, watch the weather. Watch the weather, Kevin.
Well, you guys never asked me where I'm at. I'm in Buse Creek, North Carolina. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Buse Creek. I'm on the campus of Campbell University.
The
right
Camels.
Now, the home of the Fighting Camels.
That's right.
Yes. I have them tonight, ESPNU, against Winthrop. And this is a nice matchup, guys. I don't get off subject here, but Chris Clemens is leading the nation in scoring, one of the Fighting Camels. And this is a guy they're comparing to Nate Robinson, Isaiah Thomas. He's 5'9". They think he may get drafted, averaging just under 30 a game against a Winthrop team that is tops in the nation with almost 13 threes per game. This is going to be a shootout here in Campbell Arena.
And it's quite a home crowd, isn't it?
It is. This is a beautiful place. It's about 10 years old. It seats 3,000, but they'll jam about 3,800 in here. So it's this has been a fun trip. I went to Raleigh, and you guys are about my age, so I had thoughts of Barney Fife, and I thought if I ran into Otis last night, I was out having a steak, because they always talk from Mayberry about stopping to Raleigh.
Very much so. And North Carolina State off to a good start, although they lost to Carolina in the intrastate battle the other night for that one. Yeah, that'll be a fun one in the Big South coming up tonight. You mentioned Drake with the big win. Looks like just kind of the way things are shaking out in the preseason, non-conference, and early in the conference anyway, that unless something strange happens, probably going to be a one-bid year for the Mo Valley this year.
Well, no question. They had some opportunities in the non-conference. Scott did not take advantage of them. Loyola had Nevada at home, got up pretty good. Even in the Mountain West Valley Challenge Series, Illinois State lost at home. And here's one for you. Now, KenPom, I hope I didn't mention this last week and repeat myself, they had the Valley winner going 12-6, six losses. But here's what really got my attention. They had the last-place team 7-11.
Yeah,
it's that much parity in the Missouri Valley Conference. If you look at scores, I think they're right. I mean, Loyola smacks Drake pretty good at home, and Loyola gets pounded on their next trip. It's been a really strange year in the Valley to try to predict any scores.
There is no Mayberry, Kevin, so don't bother looking, okay?
I gotta tell you, this is beautiful country, and these are some of the nicest people I've ever been around. A lot of Waffle Houses.
Oh, yeah. That's not breaking news. Well, hey, Kevin, appreciate it. Have fun in North Carolina. Have safe travels back to Iowa, and have fun with the UNI Drake game. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us here from North Carolina, getting ready for Campbell and Winthrop tonight. Here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. We'll take a final break, come back, let you know what happened on the lanes last night when we returned.
Get out of the cold and warm up with the Cedar Rapids Colonel's annual Hot Stove Banquet. Wednesday, January 23rd, join the Colonel's at East Bank Venue and Lounge in downtown Cedar Rapids. Enjoy dinner, a silent auction, and the Minnesota Twins Winter Caravan, which will be emceed by Twins radio broadcaster Corey Provis and include Twins Minor League Player of the Year Alex Kirilloff. The Colonel's 1994 Midwest League Championship team will also be honored. Tickets are $50, and all proceeds will benefit the Colonel's Take the Lead Community Initiative Program and the Colonel's Foundation. Get your tickets now at colonels.com.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. Now you can get even more people together in their new party room in Marion, or come to the Edgewood location party room. Either one is a great place for your game watch party. While you're there, try La Cantina's own brewed beer, Zapata. If you'd rather bring the party to your place, La Cantina would be happy to cater their crunchy, zesty, crowd-pleasing favorites. La Cantina, in the Fountain on Edgewood Road, in downtown Cedar Rapids, and in Marion.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Ah, Bowling Night in America. It was a Wednesday. Bowling Night in America wrap-up brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. Stop on by the Pro Shop. See Andy. Take a look at all the great things that they have for the favorite bowler in your life out there. It was good night last night.
Very good night for the Rusty Nails, uncharacteristically. 10th place team in the 14 team Evergreen League.
2019's our year.
But we're moving up. Thanks to 3 out of 4 last night. Big third game for the Rusty Nails. And really, aside from I wasn't there. You guys had 4 600 series and a 597.
Yep.
That's pretty darn solid for us.
Take that every night. Take it every night.
Scott Unash.
Yeah.
With a 279. Wow, look at you.
Don't know where that came
third
from.
Third high game in the league last night. How about that?
I'll take it. Tied for the the highest ever. Second 279.
Good job. But you know Mark Nelson.
I do know Mark.
You are no Mark Nelson. Mark, good friends of ours, had a perfect game last night. His second game on the lanes last night. 300 for Mark. Congratulations. Darren Bragg with a 289, also a very nice game. And then Scott's 279. Mike Robinson, 779 last night. I think that's at least 2 weeks in a row. Mike has topped everyone for a high series. Joel Donner right behind him with a 770.
Right, so next to us.
Was he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Nice left-hander, and we shall see them soon.
I think we will.
But you have any questions about open bowling? I know Saturday nights is a big night after league bowling to go out and catch some open bowling. 362-0136. You can give May City Bowl a call or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Buzz next week.
I'm on.
I know that. I told him that. He's very happy about that. Stay tuned to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming next.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.